Yeah, there's always going to be issues around the scandal, but that, like, I mean, you have to hand it to him. That's what he negotiated. Why is he getting, like, you know, I don't agree with what happened. I don't agree that there was hush money funds or whatever they called it, but at the same time, you know, people are feel if they're entitled to get what they want, they negotiate a deal, and those people that are in charge, and there was no accountability in terms of, you know, nobody was signing off. Who signed off on that? It's not Ryan Tubridy's fault. No, yeah. He negotiated the deal, you know. So, yeah, so, I mean, there's a number of things there, but I think there's a lot of artists in this country, a lot of people that need support, and if they weren't there, like, you'd be hustling and trying to be really struggling, trying to get your work out there, trying to get seen, trying to get promoted.
So it'd be fair to say you do understand kind of where the backlash came from, but you're saying there's a lot of innocent people kind of getting caught up in all
Absolutely,
this.
Absolutely, yeah, of course we understand. Nobody, you know, nobody wants to feel they're getting ripped off when you say taxpayers' money and all the rest, but a lot of other government agencies and a lot of other money getting wasted left, right and centre. We'll go back to, you know, to public toilets sitting in a warehouse in Sligo alone.
Sure, you can only justify it when you look at what's occurring up with the usage of their funds. When you see where they're being distributed and the lack of utilisation in what they should be contributing towards, when it's going into the pockets of the people working there rather than creating an environment where you could have genuine projects or something kind of justifiable being used with the taxpayers' money. Like, the last, you know, you don't really watch RT that much.
Because people can't afford it anymore, you know. There's a lot of things going up in Sligo town. Like, get bottles of Coke going up, maybe 2.50. You know, the shopping is paying extra. And no one just can't afford it because the wages are still the same. And they're not good. They're no one getting higher wages or no one getting higher anything like that. You know, we're just living on what we can on a day-to-day basis, you know. But this TV license, I think it's a disgrace.
I'm wanting to know where my money's going for that particular product, and I'm directly related to the payment of it and the outcome of it. And when those two are mismatched, I get upset about my license. Now, I've paid my license, by the way, and I wouldn't dream of not paying my license because I know there are consequences that come from that. But I'm highly attuned to the fact that we've had poor service and it hasn't been run well, and there's a measure of opaqueness, and I would go so far as to say even in dishonesty around the way in terms of those figures and how they've been put together and what's been disclosed to the public.
I share the same thing. To be honest, I'm completely disgusted that it was hidden from the public, the amount that was being paid, and then there was no clear explanation. I paid my license, but I only paid my license because I thought that the license detector people were coming. I actually saw them on post while I was talking to my sister in New Zealand. And I went, oops, if I don't pay that, I'll probably get a fine. I didn't want to get a fine, so I paid it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have paid it.